In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Ramona Ulibarri, and also for blessings upon the 80th anniversary of the birth of Sister Ann Kaufman. Is that correct?
2 days ago, yeah.
2 days ago. A little late. So 80 years and 2 days. 80 years and 2 days. That's awesome. That's so incredible that the Lord has blessed you so much and blessed us so much with you. Thank you. And what a great joy. Jayla, did you know that about Sister Anne? That her birthday was recently? Okay, so now you're going to remember it forever. On the day of your first Holy Communion, you were reminded that Sister Anne's birthday is just a couple days different. So if you ever forget what day was your first Holy Communion, just go ask Sister Anne and she'll say, you'll remember, well, it was 2 days after your birthday, so then you'll remember it that way, okay? That way the two of you are united in that way because she's helped you so much to make your first Holy Communion. Jayla, this gospel right here is also a favorite gospel of Sister Anne's, a favorite gospel of hers. If she could have chosen a gospel to use for particularly for a First Communion Mass, this is one of the ones she would choose, definitely has chosen in the past on days when we're able to do that. And it's also a very important gospel passage for our Archbishop. You know, our Archbishop could have chosen any word from Scripture or any encouraging word anywhere within the whole of our deposit of faith. And he chose a word from this gospel to be the one thing that will always be remembered by him and always smack in his face anytime anybody looks at the symbol that recognizes Archbishop. The word is abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. Do you know what that means, Jayla, to abide in Christ?
We tend to use stay joined to Jesus, stay joined to the vine rather than remain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly what it means right there. Jayla, to abide means to stay joined to stay united to stay really, really close to. You could even say to live inside. To live inside. And that's what you're called to do, Jayla. To live inside Christ. Live inside Christ always. And the way in which you live inside Christ in a most preeminent or the greatest way possible that you could ever live inside of Christ is actually a strange way of thinking of it. But instead of living inside of Christ, the best way you can do that is to let Christ live inside you. Live inside you. And that's really the way in which you live inside Christ. In a few minutes, aren't you going to live inside Christ in a way that you've never lived inside Christ before? What are you going to do, Jayla? Don't know, but you know you're going to do it. Don't know, but you know you're going to do it. So that is correct. You know the right answer. You're going to receive what? That's right. Your first Holy Communion. Your first Holy Communion. That's the greatest gift you can ever have, to receive your first Holy Communion. You know, one of my seminary professors just sent out a picture on Facebook. He's a very, very not young man. Not young man. He's great. I love him so much. But he sent out a picture just a couple days ago on his first Holy Communion, of him all in black and white. Maybe you can think of black and white pictures of your Pompo back there, and black and white pictures of your granddad over there, if they had those pictures like that of him, and they're receiving first Holy Communion for the first time. And the way in which that does to you is this first Holy Communion allows you to remain close, united to Christ, joined to him in every way. And it's not just that we prepare you to live close to the vine, to live into Christ, so that you remain within him and he remains in you, and that you can ask whatever it is that you ask in Christ's name when you are truly living and knowing the heart of God, and it will be done for you. You don't just do that one time in your life. We're making your first Holy Communion today, right? But is this the last time you're ever going to do that in your life? When's the next opportunity that you're going to have to do that again? You don't know? It's not in your schedule? It's not in your calendar? You haven't planned it? Why not, Jayla?
This is a stupid COVID.
Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. I am with you. And the Lord protects. The Lord protects you, Jayla. You have nothing to fear within this world. To really be fireproof, all you have to do is remain in Christ and let him remain within you. Every single Sunday, we celebrate Mass. It's an opportunity to make your second communion. In fact, we're going to celebrate Mass again tomorrow, if you want to come at 8 a.m. We're going to celebrate Mass on Friday, which is a first Friday. Make your first Friday your second communion if you want to right there. Mass is at 7 o'clock, right? To go in to do that and to already start out being a part of the Sacred Hearts Kids Club or doing it just before you're able to actually have it count for it. Amazing things. To be able to receive our Lord as often as possible. St. Catherine of Siena, who's this super awesome woman saint. She's a doctor of the church. Maybe when you're old enough to be confirmed, you want to choose her, Jayla, as your super awesome woman saint for confirmation to help you through. She says this. Jesus spoke to her, he did. And what our Lord said to her, he said, don't worry about anything that goes on in your life. Every time you make Holy Communion, it does something amazing. You know what he said? This is our Lord, Jesus, who you're going to receive, talking about it. He said, every time you make a worthy Holy Communion, meaning you're not in a state of sin, you've gone to confession before, you've done everything right, you make a worthy Holy Communion, all those your guardian angel takes after our Lord has been incorporated into you and places it within a beautiful gold ciborium, which is where we keep our Lord in the tabernacle. Beautiful gold ciborium. Every single time you receive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 100, 200, 900, 1,000, 5,000, maybe even 10,000, God only knows, right? Make those worthy Holy Communions gold chalice to be presented back to God and to say, this is what you did for me. I did for you. Take these graces again. How amazing would that be to be in heaven, to have a huge overflowing golden chalice of great Holy Communions. But also every time you make a spiritual communion, which is where you say, Jesus, I wish that I could receive Holy Communion, but I can't now because I can't make it to Mass, because nobody will take me to Mass, because everybody's afraid of things, so I can't go to Mass, but I still want you. So the exact same grace, the gift, the strength, the love that you gave me on my first Holy Communion, could I have it again right now? And through that beautiful prayer that you make there, that's a spiritual communion. And Jesus said to St. Catherine of Siena, all those spiritual communions, by the way, you can make them many times a day if you want. All those will be in a silver ciborium and something that you can present to our Lord that you did out of love for him, and you offer him a beautiful gift overflowing. That's something to look forward to, Jayla. This first Holy Communion is just a first of a many great, most wonderful experiences that you'll have within Christ, where he lives in you, and you have an opportunity to live more deeply in him. As Sister Anne just said, to be joined to him and to let him truly be joined to you in this great sacrament. And when all is said and done, God willing, when you meet our Lord face to face, finally, finally forever, hopefully really, really long from now, to be able to present him all those great gifts which he gave to you, and you give them back to him. Maybe not one Holy Communion, God willing. Hopefully 10,000, as we talk about. Or Sister Anne did some math and says that maybe that's not as likely, but at least maybe like 5,000 or something like that, Holy Communions in your life, to present them to the glory of his most holy name. Live in Christ and let him live within you, Jayla. And then you'll know that whatever you ask it is of the Lord, that it shall be done for you. Not Father Burnaby's word, which is not worth a whole lot, but those are the words of Jesus. And his words are always perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.